Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to handle work on vacation. Theoretically, this is a straightforward matter. If you're an employee at an organization, you are entitled to your paid time off. When you take it, you should be off. Set your out-of-office email and trade off coverage with a colleague or two. Especially if you are flirting with burnout, it is incredibly important to disconnect for a while and experience some days without work stress. Trust me, your work stress will still be there waiting for you when you get back. So the point of a vacation is to get yourself to a place where you are better able to deal with it. But for many of us, the question of working on vacation is more complicated. For instance, maybe you work for yourself. Maybe you run a small business. Maybe you're a partner in a firm and share ownership. No one is making you work during your time off. It's just that there are certain things you are responsible for, and you want to make sure that they keep happening. It's also possible that you really like your job, and some of the work doesn't actually seem like work, or at least the categories are nebulous. I'd put myself in this latter group. My main work consists of writing books, giving speeches, and producing my podcasts. But I do various other things, such as write blog posts over at lauravanderkam.com, to keep people interested in my ideas and my work. If I'm on vacation, I might write a blog post about being on vacation. For me, this is work, but I think most people wouldn't consider writing a post about their vacation to be a professional activity. In any case, for me, being able to do some work on vacation means I can take more vacation. In 2018, I spent 6 weeks traveling somewhere for non-work-related reasons. But during each of those weeks, I averaged about 5 hours of work. If I'd held myself to 0 hours of work, I would never have taken those 6 weeks off. So if this sounds like you, how can you handle work on vacation without feeling like you're still, well, working all the time? For me, it works best to designate a time for work. So when my family spent a week at the beach last summer, the kids and I came to an agreement that we would go to the beach together in the morning and come home for lunch. I'd work from about 1 to 3 p.m. while they watched movies, read, or played video games. Then we can go back to the beach or go to a playground or whatever else in the late afternoon before dinner. This turned out to be a good rhythm for giving everyone some downtime. I just used my downtime to work. Midday is good if you're staying in one place. But if you're traveling around and sightseeing, first thing in the morning might be a better option. Get up an hour before the rest of your family and deal with whatever you need to during this time. And then, this is key, do not constantly be available the rest of the time. By forcing yourself to stick with a short window, whatever you've determined that to be, you prioritize what must happen. Even if you do some work on vacation, one of the upsides of vacation is giving your brain space to just flit around to other things. I find that letting it play around often leads me to come up with good ideas that I wouldn't have come up with if I was on email all day long. If you do work on vacation, how do you fit it in without driving your fellow vacationers crazy? I'd love to hear about it at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.